So on the very bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the Mishnah. The Mishnah, after detailing all the cases when we need 71 judges, tells us that there's actually a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the sages as to the makeup of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Is the highest court 71 judges, or is the highest court 70 judges? And basically that revolves around the question, Moshe was told to bring another 70 elders. Does that mean that Moshe with the 70 elders is the Sanhedrin HaGadol? So that would be 71. Or is it that Moshe is separate, and then there are 70 elders? So that means that the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the highest court, is just 70 sages. Sanhedrin Gadol Haisa, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, was 71, or Rabbi Yehuda, 70. Says the Gemara, here on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis, my time of the Rabbana. What's the reason of the Rabbana? And that it is 71 judges, including, which means that Moshe was included with the 70. Because they explain, why is the what's the reason of the Rabbanan that say that it's 71 judges, that Moshe is part of the group of 70? Because Amar Krux, the Pasuk says, gather 70 judges, right? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, as for we, gather for me, Shivim Ish, Mizikni Yisrael, 70 men from the elders of Israel, Asher Yadata Kem Zikni Ha'am, that you know that they are elders of the nation, Yishotrav, and they can be its policemen. Vilakachto Samalol Moed, take them to the tent of meeting, Visyatzvu Shamimach, and that's the key phrase, and they will stand there, Imach, with you. Visyatzvu Shamimach, they will stand there with you. So Imach, with you, means Vat Badzayu, you're together with them. They're with you. You're one of them. That means there's 71. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, no. Imach means they're standing there, but they're not with you. Imach, the reason why the Torah uses the word Imach, with you, is just Mishum Shechina, because of the divine presence. Rashi here has two explanations of what that means. But the first is that the divine presence filled the Ohel Moed, filled the Shechina, so they couldn't go into the Shechina. They couldn't go into the Mishkan, because they couldn't enter where the divine presence was. So they are standing with you outside. But not that you and they are part of one group. You're a group and they're a group. But they're standing with you because they can't go into the place of the Shechina. So according to Yehuda, you and them are two separate groups. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan will tell you, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, what will the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda's claim? If Rabbi Yehuda says that Imach with you doesn't mean that Moshe is part of the group, but rather that they are standing where Moshe is standing because they can't go into the Mishkan because of the divine presence. So how do the Rabbanan know that Moshe is part of the group? So the Rabbanan will tell you there's another Pasuk. Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'nasu itcha v'masaham, and they will carry with you the burden of the people. So again, itcha, with you, meaning v'at ba'adayu, you and they, you're part of one group. They're carrying with you. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, itcha, with you, that just means b'domen lach, that they will carry with you, they should be people who are like you. You should appoint as judges people like Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll see in the bottom of the Amud. People who are wise, knowledgeable, and uncorruptible, and physically imposing and impressive. So that's why it says itcha, that they have to be like you. Rabbana will tell you, mi v'hakel me'alecha v'nasu itcha nafka. That we learned from another time that the Torah says itcha. And they will make it lighter from upon you, and they will carry with you. So that means carrying with you, they have to be like you. So even though that verse is talking about a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23 judges, Yalfi Sanhedrin Gedolimi Sanhedrin Ketana, once we learn that a small group of 23 judges has to be itcha, with you, like you, so that means that the 71 judges also has to be itcha, like you. It has to be similar to Moshe. But in terms of how to calculate it, it's not 70 judges and Moshe separately. Moshe is part of the 71 judges, so that means it's a total of 71.
This is the first year in the Midbar.
No. This was during the complaints. The first year of the desert. During the complaints about the meat, right? In Parshas Baaloscha. It's exactly when the quail comes and the people complain. Moshe says, I'm not their mother. How could I keep taking care of them all this time? It's too much for me. And Hashem says, okay, so take 70 elders, gather them with you next to the Mishkan, put some of your spirit on the elders, and they're going to help you in taking care of the nation. So how do you understand that? Is it the 70 elders are on their own and Moshe's on his own? Then you'd have to have in future generations also just 70 sages. Or the 70 elders together with Moshe is a total of 71. So then you need 71 sages. Yeah, Dev, a question?
Yeah, we were just saying the past, I guess yesterday, the day before, that Moshe's equal to 71.
Right?
So then it seems logical that this is just 70. Like if he's so, we were kind of saying, learning out all the law, that he's like a 71.
Right. So I actually was listening to Rabbi Rosner as Shir in the car. So Rabbi Rosner quoted the Rashash, who asked, well, if Moshe is equal to 71, and then you have 70 judges, and you combine them, you should need 141.
Right. Okay.
So he said, Moshe is not equal to 71 all the time. It's up to Moshe. If he wants to, turn on
the turbo,
then he's 71. But if he wants to be part of the other sages, he can lower himself. He's part of the others, and that's... Okay. That was the understanding of the Chachamim, that when he said, it's too much for me to carry them, I don't want to do it all myself. So at that point, he was saying, I'm no longer 71. I'm, with them, with the other 70. That means a total of 71. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned by, our sages taught us in a brisa. So remember the story, the people complain, they want meat, they're upset that they left Egypt, Moshe is overwhelmed. So Hashem tells Moshe, okay, gather 70 men, elders, and give some of your spirit upon them. And the Torah says, Vayisharu shnei anashim b'machaneh, two men were left in the camp, Eldad and Medad, Vayisnavu b'machaneh, and they became prophets in the camp, and Yoshua gets all upset. He runs to Moshe, he says, Moshe, Adoni Moshe Klaim, my master Moshe, bring an end to them. And Moshe says, why? Let everybody be Nevi'im. Halavai, I wish all the Jews should have the ability to be prophets. So what's going on here? So we went in a brisa. The verse says, and two men were left in the camp. What does it mean they were left in the camp? So the Gemara will give two explanations, the brisa. Some say it means that their notes were left in the box. Remember, whenever we have lotteries, so there's a box that holds the two lots, that's called the kalfi. Then you pick lots from the box. So what happened? There were notes, as the Gemara will explain soon, there were notes that were written on them, the word zaken, elder. And actually 72 sages were brought, and there were 72 notes. On 70 notes it said zaken, on two notes were blank. So they were supposed to all pick notes, and the 70 who would get the note saying Zakein were supposed to now gather around Moshe. But Eldon Umeda, they left their notes in the box. They didn't even pick them, figuring, oh, those are the notes that are blank. It turns out that they really weren't the notes that were blank. So they should have been the ones who came, but they didn't come. What happened? Shebishah Shamar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. When Hashem tells Moshe, as for Lishivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 elders. So Amar Moshe said, Ketzad Esa, what am I supposed to do now? 70 is not such a great number, because remember there are 12 tribes. So how are you going to have an equal number of judges from each tribe? So Moshe says like this, Ever Shishim Kol Shevet V'Shevet, if I take 6 sages from each tribe, Nimtzu Shnayim Yisrael, I'm going to end up with 6 times 12, which is 72. I'll end up with 2 extra. That's not what God said, He told me 70. If I take 5 from every tribe, I'll end up with 60. I'll end up missing 10. So that God told me to take 70, not 60. If I take 10 tribes, we'll produce 6 each. That's a total of 60. And 2 tribes producing 5 each. That's a total of 70. I'm creating a distinction between the tribes. Some get to contribute 6 judges, some get to contribute 5 judges. That'll create a lot of resentment, animosity, jealousy. Why didn't I get to produce 6 judges? I'm the one who wants to produce 6 judges. How am I going to choose? Ma'asa, what should I do? So Birer, Shisha. So he actually chose from each tribe 6 sages. He had 72 sages now. Dehevi Shivmu Shnayim Piskin, and then he brought 72 little pieces of paper. Al Shivim Kasav Zakin. At 70 he wrote the word elder. Ushnayim Iniyach Chalak, and then he left 2 blank. Balulani mixed them all together. Venasnam Bakalpin, he put them in the box. Amalemi said to them, Bo Utlu Pitkechem, come and take your lots. Kol Mishal Biyado Zakin, and he told them, some of you are going to get a piece of paper with the word zaken on it. So if you're going to get the word zaken, Amar Kvar Kitchel Shamayim, that means that God has made you holy. Mishal Biyado Chalak, if you're going to get a piece of paper which is blank, Amar Amakum Lo Chafetz Bacha, that means God's not choosing you. Sani Ma'aselcha, what am I going to do for you? Kayotze B'davar, similar resolution of a problem, was in regards to paying money. We know that the Torah says in Parshas Bamidbar that initially who did the service? The Bechoros, the firstborn sons. And there were 22,273 firstborn sons. Then they lost the right to do Avodah, to do the service, and the Levium took their place. So God said, let's count the Levium. There are 22,000 Levium. So he said, 22,000 will take the place of 22,000. But the other 273 Bechoros, who don't have a Levi to replace them, they have to pay a redemption fee. They have to pay 5 shekel, like Pidyon HaBen, like we have to pay to redeem the firstborn son. So all the firstborn, what did they say? Of course, they said, oh, we're part of the 22,000. We're not part of the 273. We don't want to spend the money. So what did they have to do? So they made lots. The pasuk says, "V'lakachta chameishes chameishes shkalim lagulgoles." Of the 273 who don't have a levi to correspond to them, take 5 shekel per every head. Amar Moshe. Moshe said, "Ketzad esel lehem liyisrael." What am I going to do? Imam lehem. If I'm going to tell them, "Teini pidyoncha," okay, you give me the 5 shekel. Let's say that will get you out. Yomer li, he's going to tell me, "Kvar patani ben levi." One second. No, I was redeemed by a levi. Ma'asa. So what did Moshe do? Aviasim Ushnaim Alaf and Pitskin, he brought 22,000 pieces of paper. Kasav Aleim ben Levi. On 22,000 he wrote, okay, this guy has a Levi corresponding to him. Al Shloshav Shivim Masayim on 273, Kasav Aleim Chamesh Shkalim, he wrote on them 5 Shkalim. Balani mixed them all together, Vanasta Makalpi, he put them in the box. Amar Lehen, he told all the Bechoros, Tlupit Kechem, come take your piece of paper. Mishal Abiyadu ben Levi, those who got the piece of paper with the word ben Levi on it, Amar Lehen, he told them, Kfar Patacha ben Levi, you were redeemed by a Levi. Mishal Abiyadu Chamesh Shkalim, and those who got on their in their piece of paper the word 5 Shkalim, Amar Lehen, he told them, okay, Tein Pidyot Chavitzei, now give your 5 Shkalim, and you are okay. So, that's one explanation. So one explanation of Eldad Umeidad is that they didn't go, you know, pick their pieces of paper. They figured we're the last two by us already. What's going to be left are the blank ones. And they didn't realize that the truth is other people who had really taken blank ones had gone to join in. And really, if they would pick, they would find that it would say Zakin. But they left the pieces of paper there and they didn't go. And they got the Nevuah in the camp. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says a different explanation. Rabbi Shimon says, "Bamachane nishtairu." What does it mean they were in the camp? It means that they left themselves in the camp. When Hashem told Moshe, "Gather for me 70 men," Amru Eldonumedin, Eldonumedin said, "Ein anu ru'uyin lo'osa gdula." We are not deserving for such greatness. And so even though Moshe told them you were chosen, they didn't go. They said, you know, we're not worthy for such greatness. Who are we to be leaders of the Jewish people? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem tells them, Holu Miyatim Atzmechem, since you, since you reduced yourselves. So whenever a person is humble, God adds greatness to him. Areini Mosef Gedula Gedula Aschem, I'm going to add greatness to your greatness. Uma Gedula Hosef Lem, what was the greatness God added to them? Shanavim Kulunis Nabu Pasku, the other 70 were prophets, but then it stopped. They were only prophets that one time. Hem nisnabu v'lo pasku. Elder and maiden were prophets then, and it didn't stop. Secondly, uma nevua nisnabu. What was the nevua that they said? So now three opinions. Amru, opinion number one. They said, Moshe meis v'Yoshua machnis es Yisrael la'aretz. Moshe is going to die, and Yoshua is going to be the leader who will bring the Jews into Eretz Yisrael. Opinion number two, Abba Chanin, Omer Mishum Rebelezer, al iske slavein misnabin. They gave the prophecy predicting the arrival of the quails. They said, Ali Slav, come up quails, come up quails. Opinion number three, of Nachman Amar, Aliske Gogoma Gogoy Misnabin. They gave a prophecy about the future, about the war of Gogoma Gog. Shinemar's the verse says, Koamar Hashem Elokim, so says God the Lord. Hatahu Asher Dibarti, Biamim Kadmonim, Bidei Avdi, Nevi'e Yisrael. Are you the one that I spoke of, you know, earlier, through my servants, the prophets of Israel, Hanibaim Bayamim Haim, who prophesied in those days, Shanim, years ago, Laviosho Alehem, to bring you against them. So Al Tikre Shanim, don't read the verse in Yechezkel chapter 38 as God saying it was prophecy from years ago, Ela Shnayim, but rather two. That the prophets who were two prophesied that you were coming. Who are the two prophets? Ezu and Shnayim, Nevi'im, Shenistabu, Perek Echad. Who are the two prophets that prophesied together? Nevuah Achas, a single prophecy. Heve Omer, Eldad u'Medad. That's Eldad and Medad. All right. So three opinions, what Eldad and Medad spoke about. Either the ultimate war, Armageddon, the war of Gog and Magog, when this Gog and Magog ally together, as we read in Yechezkel, and they come to wage war against the Jews in Israel. And, you know, as we read in Zechariah, the mountain splits in half because of this terrible struggle. Or they were talking about very current events, the Slav, the quails that were coming. Or they predicted that Moshe is going to die and Yoshua will bring the Jews into the land. So Amar, we just learned in this Brisa, Kol Nevi'im Kulin Nisnabu Pasku. The other 70 prophets prophesied but stopped. Hein nesnabu v'lo pasku. They prophesied and it didn't stop. Inelam de pasku. I don't know that the other prophets stop. Ilam midachsiv, if it's from the words, v'yisnabu, and they were prophets, v'lo yosafu, and you're saying v'lo yosafu means v'lo yosifu, they don't continue to be prophets. Elam yata, but at Sinai, where the verse says, kol gadol v'lo yasaf, a great voice, v'lo yasaf, achanami d'lo osaf, does it mean that God is saying, and I won't continue? What do you mean, I won't continue? You always have prophecy. You have a continuation of what happened at Sinai. So v'lo yasav actually means the opposite. It won't end. Ela d'lo pasaku. V'lo yasav means that the voice of Sinai never ended. So what does it mean that v'lo yasav? So what does it mean? How do you know here that they were not prophets? Ela achatziv, because here it says v'yisnab'au. It says about the 70 elders and they became prophets. So they became prophets once. But hasam ksiv, but in regards to Eldad u'Medad, the report is Eldad u'Medad misnabim b'machane. They are becoming prophets. In the present tense, becoming prophets means they are continually being prophets. Adayin misnabim v'holchim. They're still becoming prophets and saying the prophecy. Now, Bishmol amad amar Moshe meis. Now, if what they said was that Moshe died, Haine will die, and Yoshua will bring the Jews in, so now we understand why Yoshua is so upset. That's why the verse says that Yoshua runs to Moshe and he says, Adoni Moshe, my master Moshe, claim, end them, put an end to this. But if they're predicting the quails are coming, or they are talking about Gog u'Magog, so my Adoni Moshe, claim, why is Yoshua telling Moshe to end them, to do something to make them stop saying prophecy? The answer is, Lav Orach Ara. It's not respectful, it's not the way of the land, it's not Derech Eretz. The great Moshe, the teacher, doesn't know this, and his students, Yehudah u'Medad, are knowing it. It's like a student who is issuing rulings with his teacher sitting there. Now I can understand according to the opinion that it's these two. If that's what the verse says, Moshe respond, no, let them continue to be prophets. So they talk about the Slav, they talk about Gog and Magog. I wish that all the Jews would be prophets like this. But if what they're saying is that Moshe is going to die, so how could Moshe respond to Yoshua? I don't mind. Let everybody be prophets like this. What? He wants everybody to be predicting tragedies about him? So it's okay for Moshe what they have to say. So Gemara says, Lo siyamua kame. They didn't finish the sentence in front of him. They didn't tell Moshe what Eldad Umedan said. Yoshua just said Eldad Umedan are saying prophecy, but he didn't say that the prophecy is that you're supposed to die in Yoshua Machmas. My claim, what does it mean? End them? How are you going to end the prophecy? Amalei told him, Hatel Alein Tzarchei Tzibur. Place upon them requirements to take care of the community. So if they're busy with the community, they're going to get depressed. So if they get depressed, they won't be able to be prophets because a nevuah can only happen when a person is happy. Vein kolim me'aleim, and then they'll stop on their own. See the Tosfos. Vein kolim me'aleim, they'll stop on their own. Pirish nevuasam kala, their prophecy will end. Dein shchina shor mitoch atzvos el mitoch simcha. Because you can only get the Shekhinah when you're happy. If somebody's busy with all the communal needs, how could he be happy?
So says the incoming president.
So the Gemara continues, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah that which began the Parak taught us that a small court is 23 judges. So how do we get to 23 judges? Because the Torah says, V'hitzilu ha'eda, and the community will save. Now, community is a reference to 10 judges. The word eda is 10. So it means the community will save. That's 10 judges. And then the verse says, V'shaftu ha'eda, the community will judge or convict. It's another 10 judges. And based on verses, we know that we need a little bit of a supermajority to convict. We can't convict just based on one. So if you'd have 21 judges, how do you have a supermajority to convict? So that's that. It means you have to have at least 22 judges. You can't have 22 because that's even. That makes it 23. So Gemara says, one second. So if once you have 23 judges, l'ra'al pishnaim lo mishkachas, you never end up convicting by two. Why? Because if you have 11 acquitting and 12 convicting, that's how you get to 23. So you only have it's only one. It's a conviction by one. Akati chadu. We don't convict by one. So then you take away. You say only 10 are acquitting. So if only 10 are acquitting, you have 13 convicting. If you have 13 convicting, you have 23. So tlasahavus. It means you're convicting by a majority of three. So Rabbavo answered, Yatamotzi, the only time you'll find the fulfillment of the Pasuk is Ela b'mosifin, in a case of adding judges. So let's say you had 23 judges and 22 have opinions, but the 23rd doesn't have an opinion. He says, I don't know. I can't make a decision. So then if it's he doesn't know and it was 11 to 11, so you add another two. So then you'll end up, let's say, with 13 to 11. You can have a conviction by two. V'divriyakol. That would be according to everyone. However, uv'sanhedre gedola, that would be in a case.
There's no such thing as a hung trial.
Correct, because we always add two judges. So that would be a case of. That would be one kind where you can have a conviction by two, and the other time we could have a conviction by two. Uba Sanhedrin Gedola Valiba de Yehuda. You could have a conviction by two in the Sanhedrin Hagadol. According to Yehuda, you only have 70 there. So if you have 70 there, you could have a vote of 36 to 34. So that would be a conviction by two. Tamar Shiv, we said it's 70. Whenever we add osin bezdin shakul chatchila, that means we add another two, and we end up with, basically on the first instance, expecting to have an even number. Pshita, of course. The Gemara says, no, Ma'adatem would have thought to say, when a guy says, I don't know, he's still there. So when he makes his arguments, he's making an argument both ways. I argue this way, I argue that way. So we listen to both arguments. No, Kamash Malan, that no, I had to come in your day. Once he says he doesn't know, Commander Lacey Dummy, it's as if he's out. Therefore, if he says anything, we don't listen to him anymore. And we now have just an even number. So he had 23, one said he doesn't know, so it's as if he's out. We don't listen to him anymore. We add another two, so we end up with 24. Rav Kana said, Sanhedrin Shiro Kulam L'chova, if all 23 say, oh, this guy's guilty, then Potenoso. Then he goes free. He gets acquitted. My time of why came in the Gemiri Alanas Din, Lameh Bidlais Chusa. Since we have a tradition that once someone wants to convict, he needs to sleep on it, because he has to think, okay, maybe I can find a way to change my mind. I shouldn't rush to convict. If all 23 think that the guy is guilty, there's no way anyone's going to change their mind about anything. It's an open shut case. They can't sleep on it. So they're all out. So he's innocent.
So Rabbi, when the judges do it, the case starts from scratch again?
In a way, they keep discussing it. Yeah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, in Moshivim B'Sanhedri, we don't put as a judge, Ela Bale Koma, people who are tall, Ubali Chachma, they have a lot of wisdom, Ubali Mara, they have good appearance, Ubali Zikna, they have old age, Ubalik Shafim, they themselves are expert magicians, so no one should think that through magic he can avoid their judgment. The Yodin Ba'ayin Lashon, and we have to have people, we'll see, it doesn't mean that all the judges have to be like this, but at least some of the judges have to know all 70 languages. Shalote Sanhedrin Shamas Mipiyam Turgman, because the Sanhedrin, the judges, shouldn't have to be listening from translators and people come who don't speak Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda's name Marav, and Moshiv Sanhedrin, Lamish Yodei L'Taras HaSheretz Min HaTorah. He has to be so brilliant, he has to be able to make a Torah argument that a sheretz, a dead rodent, is really pure. Amar Rav, Rav said, Ani Adin V'Atzarenu, I can do it. You know how? I'll say like this. Uman Nachash, think about a serpent. Shememis, he can kill people. Umar Betuma, that can create Tumas Meis, which is the highest Tumah. Yet the dead serpent is Tahar, he himself is not one of the eight Shratzim. So Sheretz is certainly a rodent. Sheino Maimus, he doesn't put people to death. Umar Betuma, he doesn't increase lots of Tumah. Eno Dinshi Etar, so certainly the dead rodent is Tahar. So Kmas of Elohi, that's not really much of a claim. Because Mida Davia Kotz Ba'amo, think of about a bunch of thorns or a poisonous plant. A poisonous plant will put people to death, but no one would say that a poisonous plant creates Tumah if it's in an earthenware utensil. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda taught in the name of Rav, called Ir She'ein Bashnayim Lidaber, a city that doesn't have two people who speak 70 languages, Ve'echad, and a third, Lishmo, who at least understands all 70 languages, Ein Moshivim B'Sanhedri, they cannot have a court. Ube Beitar, in the court of 23 judges in Beitar, Havu Shlosha, there were three judges who could speak all 70 languages. Ubi Yavne Arba, there were four. Who were the four in Yavne? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Shimon HaTemani, who wasn't even a part of the judges. He was one of the students, and he was done with Nehem Bakarka. He would participate in their conversations while he sat on the floor in front of them. Maysfeld challenged you. We learned in a Braisa Shlishis, a court that has three who are speaking the 70 languages. This is already chachama, wise, and an appropriate court. Revius 4, Ein Lamalei Menu. There's no one better than them. So you see that you need at least three who know how to speak, not two who know how to speak the 70 languages. Udamar ki hai Tana. He was following the following Tana. The Tana looked in a Braisa, Shnia. This Braisa says if you have a court with two who speak the 70 languages, it's already chachama, it's wise. Shlishis, three who speak the 70 languages. Ein lemalei menu, there's none greater than them. So now the Gemara is going to go through a whole bunch of phrases that we have throughout Shas and say what they mean. Whenever we find the phrase lemeidin lifnei chachamim, they were learning in front of the sages, that's a reference to Levi, who was learning from Rebbe. Whenever it says danin lifnei chachamim, people judging in front of sages, that's Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma and Hanana Mitzvah and Hananya ben Chachinai, who were students who were sitting in front of the Sanhedrin. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni, actually it's five who are done in Lifnei Chachamim. It's Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma, Shimon HaTemani, Hanana Mitzra, Hanan Mitzri and Hananya ben Chachinai. These are all the Dunim of Nei Chachamim. They are judging in front of the sages. You know, remember the Sanhedrin sat in a semicircle, and in front of them there were three other semicircles so that the students could speak up and participate in the conversations. Rabbi Oseinu Sheba Bavel, our sages in Bavel, is a reference to Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Oseinu Sheba Eretz Yisrael is a reference to Rabbi Abba. Dayan Egola, the judges of the exile, is a reference to Karna. Dayan Eretz Yisrael is a reference to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Dayan de Pompidusa, the judges of Pompidusa, is a reference to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. Dayan de Naharda, the judges of Naharda, is a reference to Rav Adar Bar Ben Yumi. Savi de Sura, the elders of Sura, is Rav Hun and Rav Chizda. Savi de Pompidusa, the elders of Pompidusa, is Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. Harifa de Pompidusa, the brilliant of Pompidusa, is Eifa and Avimi. B'nei Rachba, the children of Rachba. Amor de Pompidusa, the explainers of Pompidusa, are Rabba and Rav Yosef. Amoroi of Naharda is a reference to Rav Chama. Nahar Balai Masnu, whenever you find the word Nahar Balai, it's a reference to Rami Bar Rebbe. And Amri Bei Rav, when it says they said the students in the yeshiva of Rav, it's a reference to Rav Huna. Really? But sometimes, Vahama Rav Huna Amri Bei Rav. Rav Huna said they say in the yeshiva of Rav. So Rav Huna is saying, I say? Okay, so no. When it says Amri Bei Rav, they say in the yeshiva of Rav, it's Rav Himnuna. Amri Bei Ma'arava, when we have the phrase they say in the West, they say in Eretz Yisrael, it's a reference to Rav Yirmiya. Sholchu Mitam, when it says that they sent from there, they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, it's a reference to Rav Yosef Chanina. Machkwa Lei Bei Ma'arava, whenever we have a phrase, they were laughing about this in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a reference to Rav Elazar. Ival Sholchu Mitam, but we have a phrase they sent from there, that according to Rav Yosef Chanina, you're saying it's Rav Yosef Chanina is the one who they sent from there. Ela Ipuch, you have to switch it. Sholchum etam is Rabbi Lazar, machkol et ma'arava, when it says that they laughed about it in the West, it is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Then the Mishnah says, how many people do you have to have in the city in order to have a court of 23? Either 130 or 200, I'm sorry, either 120 or 230. So, me'av esrim, me'av edatayim, how do you get to 120? So the answer is like this. Esrim u'shlosha, k'neged sanhedrin gedolim. 23 are the judges. Then shlol shuro shel esrim Ushlosha. Then you have to have three rows of students, each row with 23 judges. Aretishim v'tartis. That's a total of 92, you know, judges and their students. How do you get to 120? Every community needs 10 people who aren't doing anything. They're just in the shul all day to be a minion all the time. So are me'u trace. You're up to 102. Then every community needs shnei sofrim. Needs two scribes to write down the rulings. Ushnei chazan, then it needs two shamashim of the court. Ushnei bali dinim, then you need two litigants. Ushnei edim, and two witnesses. Ushnei zomim, you need two people who would be able to disqualify these two witnesses by making them into edim zomim. Ushnei zomnei zomim, then you have to have two people who could disqualify the disqualifiers. Hare me'er arbeisar. So that means you have to have a town of at least 114 people. The tiny one who did a brisa, call your shein ba'asar dvarim alalu, ain't tamat chacham ashray lader besocha. In any town that doesn't have these 10 things, the tamat chacham can't live there. Bezdin, a court, shemak and va'onshin, that can give lashes and punish. Kupa shel tzedaka, a tzedaka account, a nigves b'shnayim, that's collected by two. U'mischalekas b'shloshan, divided by and given out by three. So that's another five. So we went now from 114 to 119. And you need to have a beis haknesses, a shul, a beis hamerchatz, and a bathhouse, a beis hakisei, and a lavatory. And you need to have another person who does the following four jobs. He's a doctor. He is a bloodletter, he is a scribe, he is also a sheichet, and he, actually five jives, and he teaches the children. He's a melamed tinokos. Rofei uman lavlar tabach melamed tinokos. Meshum Rebbe Akiva, in the name of Rebbe Akiva, they said, you also can't live in a city if they don't have some fruit, afmine peiros, yipnei shemine peirom, yurna seinayim, because different types of fruit illuminate the eyes. So that's a total of 120 residents in a city. So when you have the minimum of 120, then you can have a court of 23 judges. Kaddish Rabbanan.